43.
Well, if you had to drive through downtown over the last couple of days, you certainly felt the frustration. Streets were closed near the White House and the Convention Center while motorcades carried dignitaries back and forth to and from the AIPAC conference at the Convention Center. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at the event, and D.C. police say drivers were sitting in backups lasting 2 hours.
Mayor Vincent Gray has said he's furious about the gridlock. He's written to the Secret Service, called the prolonged backups disrespectful to citizens and visitors, telling us here on WTOP just a few moments ago that he wants changes to Secret Service protocol. He does say he has received a response from the Secret Service to his request, and he is satisfied with it. They will move ahead to try to find a solution. Here's Secret Service spokesman Ed Donovan, who talked with WTOP's Mark Lewis just a few moments ago.
The Secret Service always seeks ways to improve the way we conduct business, and we are looking forward to meeting with the mayor's office to discuss this matter. We have a long history of cooperation with the Metropolitan Police Department and the mayor's office in preparing for protective operations in the District of Columbia. So we're going to redouble our efforts to speak with them, make sure that we take into account traffic issues that arise. We do that already. There are certainly times when there are unique security concerns that arise that necessitate us closing streets, and we always work very closely with the Metropolitan Police Department when we make those decisions.
Would you say that yesterday's situation was so unique that it is unlikely to be repeated? Obviously, dignitaries are in and out of the city all the time, and the extent of delays and inconvenience is not to the level it was yesterday.
Right. I think if you look, there were a lot of factors involved yesterday. There were multiple motorcades transiting the city simultaneously. There were street closures by Secret Service in conjunction with the Metropolitan Police Department. There were street closures by the city around the convention center for the large convention that was ongoing. We had a late report time for federal workers related to the snowstorm the day before. So I think all of these things, merged together and really created a large inconvenience for residents and commuters. Now, having said that, Secret Service has to take responsibility for our portion of that. We certainly created issues with the security measures that we had in place.
That is Secret Service spokesman Ed Donovan here on WTOP.